You are listening to Thirst for Knowledge with your hosts, Ricky.
I like it when my opponent doesn't get to do anything at all. That's fun magic.
William.
Why don't I just play Delver turn one and flip it turn two and start smashing you in the face for three?
And John.
Do you just feel like they don't make magic cards like they used to, Bill?
They don't make magic cards like they used to.
Mics are hot. You're on in 3, 2.
Welcome back to Thirst for Knowledge, episode 7.
Wow, 7.
7. That's like two fingers and then a whole hand.
Whoa, wow. I thought that
you
was
do
going
two
somewhere
fingers.
Else.
You do two fingers and then a whole hand. You don't do your whole hand and then two fingers?
No, I do two fingers first. Definitely a two-finger-first guy. You got to get you warmed up with the two. It's like two and then the five. I'm not flashing stuff.
You know? Wow, this derailed real quick.
I'm just letting you know.
Hey, hey. So, modern.
Modern happened.
Modern.
Those bands.
So, yeah.
So I mean, can't play Blue Red Delver anymore, I'm sad. So Treasure Cruise was banned.
Yeah.
And Dig Through Time. And one other card that I never play because it's stupid. But Ricky, you want to tell us about that card?
Birthing Pod.
Oh, Ricky.
Oh, Ricky.
Yeah. Some of the guys down at the shop keep walking up to me and trying to wipe the salt off my shoulder.
Wipe the salt off your face because you're crying so much.
So much salt.
All right, but before we get into all of that, we actually had a post-bannings event.
Okay, yeah.
We had a Star City IQ, Premier IQ, in Washington.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a format without pod. So we've got first place... David Helker?
Helker? I don't know. Yep.
So first place, we got David Helker.
David H., your boy with Auras.
DVH.
So Boggles took first place.
That seems completely fair. That's just like a good deck that nothing was banned out of. It's always like a good deck, and I think that was a smart move by Davey H.
I think that may have been a flash in the pan, though, because I think that Jund is about to see a recurrence.
Oh, for sure.
Resurgence, sorry.
Resurgence. Super resurgence.
I think Liliana's about to be a lot more popular.
Oh, I agree.
Was Jund a deck after... Well, I mean, not was it a deck, but how much less of a deck was it without Deathrite Shaman?
Well, really...
Like, when Deathrite Shaman
weaker without Deathrite, but what really happened, Treasure Cruise, I mean... Jund's always so one-for-one deck, you know, Thought Seizing and kind of beating your hand one-for-one-ing you. But when you have it every deck, Treasure Cruising, drawing three cards, you kind of lose out on that, you know? And
yeah, a lot of these cards
fed bad. Into their Treasure Cruise, so it wasn't very... It kind of died after your death, right, anyway?
Yeah.
It just kept taking beating after beating. I think I saw a lot of people switch over to Pod if they were playing Jund.
Yeah.
That could be. I mean, a lot of the people that were on Jund were just playing it because it was the strongest deck.
Yeah.
In second place, we've got...
Abzan Midrange.
We've got Abzan Midrange, piloted by Kevin Vannery. Vannery?
Kevin we should Vannery. Just not worry about the last names.
Yeah, let's just say Kevin. Kevin V.
Kevin.
William, you should like this deck. It's got a Singleton Tassigur, the Golden Fang.
Tassigur is sweet, man. I like that card. And Ricky's trying to tell me that card's not good.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying I don't...
John, he doesn't think it's that.
You like the card, don't you?
What card?
Tassigur, Golden Fang. It's the new legendary out of Fate Reforged.
Oh, the white
card? No, it's five colorless and a black. He has Delve. He's a legendary creature, though, but he has two and then two hybrid blue grains where you put the top two cards of your library into your graveyard and then return an online card of an opponent's choice from a graveyard to your hand.
I don't like that too much.
It's really just like, it's a 4/5 for one black. So you have like a black Tarmogoyf.
As a one of, I completely agree that this card's good.
And his ability is not terrible. Like, you have him late game, you just need to draw some cards. You can get some cards from him.
That's
I mean, you have nothing else to put your mana into. 4 mana, you know, get a card back is perfectly fine.
And it's a non-land permanent?
Yeah, non-land permanent. So it's not like you're going to stick a land in your hand.
Is it a permanent or a card? Non-land card or non-land?
Non-land card.
Oh, yeah, and it wouldn't be permanent because it's not on the field.
Of the opponent's choice. That's not bad.
I mean, Ricky's like, but it's opponent's choice, and it's like, well, they... like, if all their choices, like, okay, this is what I have in my graveyard. I have an Abrupt Decay, a Maelstrom Pulse, and a Thought Seize.
And an Eternal Witness.
Yeah, like what are you going to give me?
I think you're looking at, like, best case scenario in that one, though, Will.
I'm just... What?
Okay, well, what's worst case scenario?
Everything in your graveyard is going to be good for you. So, like, why are you complaining about getting a card back? Like, it'll take anything. It might not necessarily benefit you at the moment, but it's still good.
I mean, I do kind of like what they were doing with this. The three of Lingering Souls makes that pretty funny. It's kind of awkward, because, like, you flip the top two cards. If one of them's a Lingering Souls, they can either give it to you and give you the extra cast, or they can just leave it there and you get the flashback anyways.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the most brutal when you don't have the white mana, and then they give it to you. They don't leave it in there.
But yeah, I think it's a good card. Definitely a great one of. Why not? You know, 4-5 beater potentially for one black.
I mean, yeah, you usually don't expect Tarmogoyf to get much larger than that, so.
Yeah.
That seems very fair.
I think comparing that to Tarmogoyf is unfair because Tarmogoyf is just good by itself.
Well, yeah.
This card takes work to be good.
But definitely, it's definitely not Tarmogoyf, but I'm saying I think it's a good compliment to Tarmogoyf. Yeah, well,
not to Tarmogoyf.
Yeah.
Let's see. Third place, we've got Pat Cox with Zoo. So.
Yep. It's Zoo.
Zoo, lightning bolts and helixes and paths, backed by really, really strong creatures. Fourth place, we've got Storm. Fifth place, we've got Green-Red Tron. Sixth place, we've got more Storm. Seventh place, we've got Jund, with a full playset of Liliana's of the Veil. The really interesting thing there, he's got two Chandra Pyromaster.
That's a good card. I like that card.
I'm very surprised to see it.
What? It's been played in Modern and Jund.
When you've got things alongside it like Dark Confidant, it seems a little underwhelming.
I mean, it's just drawing cards. You extra draw a card every turn.
Nothing wrong with drawing cards.
Yeah, but yeah, tapping,
I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
Tapping out and then doing absolutely nothing for a turn?
Well, like, no, you can ping something.
Oh, that does a whole lot.
Well, that creature can't block. You're going to get beat in the face by a Tarmogoyf.
I may be completely biased against Chandra because she does absolutely nothing against Pod.
Well, now you don't have to worry about that.
I
mostly because you can't play the deck that you like anymore.
Maybe.
Shout out to my boy Christo, 10th place with Merfolk. That's what I like to see. Except on Star City Games it says Mefolk, so maybe maybe I'm looking at the wrong deck.
You don't know about his tech. That's that me tech.
That's not you. That's Mefolk.
That's Mefolk, bro. That ain't yo folk.
I do like seeing How do you say that f***ing word?
Mero-ridgery.
You sound like Canadian South Park character.
Let's see. Eighth place, we've got Affinity. No surprise seeing that. Another really interesting deck I wanted to point out that was 11th place was the Jeskai Flash. I really like seeing a deck like that.
Jeskai Flash?
This is something like I want to play.
I really like this deck.
I'm going to end up playing something like this, or at least like American Geist or something.
Oh, that
I don't really want to pay for Vendilion clicks, so no, I'm kind of against that with the Flash decks. But
that's only one Vendilion click, though. You could figure something.
That's true. I want to pick up Celestial Colonnades, but I'm pretty sure those are going to be reprinted in Modern Masters too, so I'm kind of staying away.
Yeah, there's a really good chance that those are in there. I'm really surprised that we didn't see any Scapeshift in the top 8 here.
I think all the people that were playing Scapeshift were like, oh, I don't have Dig Through Time, so this deck got a little harder to play, and then they wussed out. Wait, no, there's one in 14th place.
Yep.
It's still a good deck. Still a good deck.
I'm sorry, 14th place competitor Jonathan Goldman. It's not good enough.
It's not good enough.
For Ricky.
I can't even see you down there, 14th place.
I didn't say that.
He's gonna shout us out on Twitter, Jonathan Goldman.
What's up?
Shout out to them freshmen.
It is also interesting seeing Tron creeping back up.
Well, it makes sense because isn't Green Red Tron, like, doesn't that deck destroy, like, most aggro and Jund decks?
Yeah.
So I imagine that person was like, yo, there's going to be a lot of Zoo, and there's going to be, like, Jund.
Doesn't have a very good matchup against Jund, though, with all the hand disruption?
I don't know. I've always seen Tron do really well against Jund. That's originally why it I think you grab a big fatty out of their hand or something, they just get another one. And they can usually, I don't know. I don't really play Green Red Tron.
Oh, well, yeah, this list in fifth place by Brad Carpenter is running a 3-0 Worm Coil engine. That seems really hard for Jun to deal with.
Like, when we were playing Mono Blue Affinity for a while, William, like, I always wanted, like, as many Worm Coil engines as I could. Because, like, whenever you have one in, it's
you mean
in play.
Blue Tron?
Yeah, I said Blue Tron.
You said Affinity. I was just making sure.
Oh, sorry.
What we were talking about,
Tron. Like, just having one out felt really good, but when you get, like, another one out, it's still really good.
Yeah,
like,
well, engine's awesome.
Yeah, they're just always pretty good. Sorry if that was awkward right there. That was an awkward little ending.
No, Worm Coil Engine's a good card.
I think it's a great card.
But right now, I don't know what I want to play now. I'm kind of between, like, kind of want to do, like, Blue-White Control or Blue-White Giftstron or something like that. But I guess I kind of want to see what the meta looks like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of up in the air. I have all of my side decks that I just kind of had together for fun, like Restore Balance.
Oh, God.
Oh, deck's so fun. I mean, it's not fun for my opponent. But
it's not. That's not fun magic. It's not fun magic.
I need to learn about this deck.
You know what fun magic? You know what was fun magic? Treasure Cruising.
No. Treasure Cruising's miserable. I like it when my opponent doesn't get to do anything at all. That's fun magic.
Oh, you're just Restore Balancing. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Restore Balance is a fantastic card.
So what decks do you guys think are going to be getting really good now? Just like Junk and Jund are going to be like the top decks now?
I mean, combo decks, I expect to see a lot of that at the table.
Splinter Twin, Storm.
Actually, Splinter Twin's another one I was really surprised not to see in the top there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Huh. Was there one? Oh, look at Dredge Vine in 29th place.
We didn't talk about
unban. We didn't even
unban.
Talk about unban. Yeah.
Oh, wow, he's got a 3 of Golgari Grave Troll.
I mean, yep. I mean, it's a card.
Yeah.
It's back, bitches.
Everybody should just quit Modern. Dredge is back.
Yeah, right.
So have you guys seen this Assault Loam deck?
Assault Loam?
I love Assault Loam.
This shit looks straight. And it uses that one of Delve guy. Tassier the Gold Thing. Tassier, whatever his name is. Gold Thing. One of.
What place was this deck in?
18th. Is an 18th place.
18th place?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bloodgast and the Tassier the Golden Thing. Top two cards,
That's a neat deck. I like
it
Light.
Looks fun.
I like Light from the Loan. I'm surprised that we haven't really seen it do much.
Light from the Loan is an awesome card, and
the mana in this deck seems really rough.
Yeah, like Smallpox, Life. Well, I mean, you do have Life. Yeah, Assault Loan.
Yeah, the mana in that deck's always kind of funky.
I mean, you have double black spells and triple red spells. Like, it's pretty nuts.
I mean, yeah, going.
A deck is fun, though.
It looks super fun to play. Got 18th place.
It looks like a very fun deck, but, I mean, it just kind of folds to a Blood Moon, doesn't it?
That's most of the decks in Modern, honestly. So greedy.
It's true. I guess. I mean,
actually, not really, because you can have a Seismic Assault in play and then kill the... Well,
see, most of your... stuff you pay red for anyway.
You've got a Seismic Assault in play, and then you can cast Flame Jab and Faithless Looting after that.
Flame Jab them out, bro.
Yeah, get there.
You don't die to the Magus of the Moon, though.
You don't?
No, because you have outs with Flame Jab and
I'm
Seismic Assault.
I'm pretty certain your opponent was already dead if they were playing Magus of the Moon.
Magus of the Moon is a respectable 3-drop card. Thank you.
That is all.
You know, I would love to see Swan Assault come back.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Whenever I see Seismic Assault, I think of Swans of Bryn Argyll, and I'm just like, could you really figure out a way to get a little bit of the greedier mana base so I can play a Swans of Bryn Argyll? The greediest mana base, possibly?
I mean, I would almost rather have Swans over, Blood.
Can you guys describe what you're talking about? I'm a little lost, and some of our listeners might be too.
Swans of Bryn Argyll is a 4/3 bird spirit with flying. It's a 2 colorless and then hybrid white blue.
Three times.
No, just twice. It's
just
only
twice?
4, yeah.
Oh, okay.
If a source would deal damage to Swans of Bryn Argyll, prevent that damage. The source's controller draws cards equal to the damage prevented this way. So with Seismic Assault on the table, you can just throw your lands at your birds and then, like, draw your entire deck and then throw the rest of the lands at your opponent.
Yep.
Yeah, plus, it's just kind of hard to kill. Like, Shy of a Path, there's not a whole lot that gets rid of it.
It's true.
Isn't that scary against Lightning Bolt, though? So, like, they Lightning Bolt the Ancestral Recall?
No. Yes, it is.
No. Yeah.
And that's probably why they're not playing that call.
That's why you wouldn't play that in Modern, because Lightning Bolt's, like, the most played spell.
Yeah, sure, it's 74% of the decks, it's probably actually really bad.
You can go ahead and Ancestral Recall and Snapcast or Ancestral Recall. So instead of Bolt Snap Bolt, it's Recall Bolt, Recall Snap Recall.
That just seems like so many cards and they need to calm down. But let's face it, if they just do three cards, they totally drew something to hit your Swans of Bernargle against. So, you're screwed.
So pretty much what I'm saying is screw your deck, John.
That deck was so fun, though, in Extended.
Your dreams are crushed.
That was a really good deck in Extended, though. Although, I don't know if there's much point in talking about Extended.
That deck was really good in Standard, also.
No, was that deck in Standard?
Yes, that deck was in Standard. 10th edition Eventide.
Oh, God, it was.
That's where that deck started. It was in Standard.
Ooh.
Yeah. There was some so crazy... Good. It was
Break
some really
off.
Good combo decks.
Break up. Shout out to Wall 92.
Shout out to Wall 92. But, yeah, there used to be a bunch of, like, crazy combo decks in Standard. Like, Revelark was super confusing to understand if you did not know how to stack work correctly. And, like, I think running into people, like, imagine just starting playing and running into, like, a Revelark Gargadon combo, like, at F&M your first time.
Oh, damn.
Because that's what happened to me.
That it's your first F&M?
Yeah, like my first F&M, a guy used to play Revelark combo every week, and like I had to like learn how to play against that through F&M.
Yeah, it seems kind of brutal.
Yeah.
A deck that I actually do really, really want to put together, I've got most of the pieces for it, is a Necrotic Ooze combo deck.
What?
Yeah, there was a third place finish by Garrett Young at a Star City Games Premier IQ with this deck that runs four of Necrotic Ooze, which most people probably don't know what this card is. It's a two colorless black for 4/3. As long as Necrotic Ooze is on the battlefield, it has all activated abilities of all creature cards in all graveyards. So,
okay,
like
I remember that card.
Yeah, so you get not only activated abilities of creatures in your graveyards, i.e. in this case, Borbrygmos or Grizzlebrand, but you also get activated abilities of your opponent's cards in their graveyards. Like Scavenging Ooze, for instance.
That's interesting.
It's a really, really neat card.
It's a neat card, but I don't know. It would be super sweet in EDH.
That's actually pretty, like, you can make it pretty consistent in Modern.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's, I have a feeling like that deck could see some play. If people that want to play, like, a creature-based combo deck, like, that were playing Pod and want to move into something, I could see a lot of people trying to make that work.
Yeah. And, I mean, with this deck, you basically get Necrotic Ooze out. You drop a Zombie Infestation, draw a bunch of cards off Grizzlebrand, and then either throw a bunch of lands at your opponent, or start making a bunch of zombies with Zombie Infestation.
And doesn't Golgari Grave Troll help that deck too? I don't remember playing the deck, so I know you do.
It could. Weird. I mean, the Legacy version of this deck is completely different, though. The Legacy version I had together just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
It also runs a 4 of Goryeo's Vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
So you can return target legendary creature card from your graveyard to play. It gains haste, and then you exile it at the end of turn. It's for one and a black and instant. So you can instant speed reanimate Borbrygmos or Grizzlebrand. And then, yeah.
That seems fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, if plan A with a Necrotic Ooze falls apart, you can always just bash him in the face with a Grizzlebrand.
Seems fair.
Yeah. Have you guys seen this card, Lightning Axe?
Lightning Axe?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
It's one red and instant. As an additional cost to play it, you discard a card or you pay 5.
Oh, yeah, I know this card.
Yeah, and it deals 5 damage to a creature. It basically just kills everything in the format for a single red.
Yeah.
And a lost card.
Well, I mean, you lose a card, but in a deck like this, you're basically gaining resources by doing so.
Yeah.
You can kill their Tarmogoyf, pitch a Grizzlebrand, and then draw a bunch of cards off of it.
Oh, yeah, totally good then, yeah.
So, what are you guys looking at playing in Modern?
Well, like I said, like American, I'm sorry, Jeskai Geist or like Blue White Control or Blue White Tron Gifts or something.
Yeah, I just want to play Tron and I want to cast big colorless things and smack people with them.
Yeah, I mean, now it's time to do that.
Yeah, it's back, man. It's time to go.
My question is, where are they going with Modern, though? Like, what's their game? Like, what's their end game?
Honestly, I'm kind of, like, I'm not scared. But for them, I understand the pod probably needed to go because creatures are getting too strong. I mean, look at Seedrina.
Yeah.
Like, pod decks are just becoming, like, how many good creatures can we jam in our deck and get to consistently and recur them consistently? So I understand why Pod needed to go, but it's kind of scary that, you know, it's like they ban Pod and that's like a deck just gone.
But I mean, like, Pod has a really difficult time dealing with a lot of combo decks. A lot of times Storm can just storm you out. Splinter Twin can just overrun you.
I just think Pod was too consistent, and obviously Pod is gone now, but I'm just saying I'm scared, like, cards just get banned like that.
Yeah. And I mean, I now own 3 decks that have been completely dismantled by bannings.
What's that?
That's really sad.
I mean, I own Jund, I begrudgingly own Eggs, and now I own Pod.
Gracious.
Granted, Jund may be back, but, and for some reason my Bloodbraid Elves randomly spiked to $10 because apparently people decided it's probably getting unbanned for some reason.
Yeah, did you sell all of them?
I did.
Good. Yeah, people really wanted to make some money off that, but that's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I understand needing to keep the format fresh and alive, but a deck like Pod, granted that it was consistent, is at the very earliest a turn 4 deck.
But it was turn 4 like every game.
It wasn't, though. I mean, like, drop your Pod, and then you can start working towards comboing out. Or, I mean...
Well, a lot of the... Pod was turning into a non-combo deck, too. It was just, like, value creatures.
Well, I mean, it was value creatures, but they still had their combo built in.
The latest Pod decks were, like, no combo pieces.
No, that's a misunderstanding. A lot of people don't realize what they were doing. I mean, granted that it was mostly value, but once you had out the Archangel of Thune sack outlet, your red cap, and... some sort of way to gain life, i.e. Kitchen Finks.
All I know is I looked at one... Hold on, let me find it. I'll find it. Yeah. I saw a deck that did well recently, and there was not a single... There was not a combo piece in it.
Oh, yeah. The other cool thing about the Necrotic Ooze deck is it runs 4 Pack Rats in the sideboard.
Yeah. Runs Pack Rats?
Yeah, it runs 4 Pack Rats in the sideboard. I forgot about that.
That's cool.
I would like to play Dead Guy, that white-black Dead Guy. And Modern, it's like Pack Rats, Bobs, and Swords, and like removal, good removal, and discard. That seems really fun.
So it's like a black-white midrange or something?
Yeah. Yeah, Frank Lepore did an article on it, like, last August. His list was, Craig Weska, this was his list. 4 Dark Confidants, 4 Fulminator Mage, 4 Pack Rat, and then it was like Lingering Souls, Paths, Inquisition, Doomblade, Slaughter Pact, Swords, Thoughtseize, Ruined Halo. That's neat. But yeah, so it's just like, I mean, it's just like a Dead Guy L, but Modern, and Pack Rat is just a beast.
That's pretty neat. I like the Swords of Fire and Ice.
Yeah.
That seems really, really good going forward.
Yeah, I just got picked up a Sword of Fire and Ice, and I can't wait to play it.
That's what's up. Where'd you get a fire net?
I just traded for one.
Wow, the... non-foils are up to $40.
Yeah. I wish I got a Modern Masters one, but I got a Dark Steel one.
The art on that's so weird looking.
It is very weird.
So, I don't know what I'm going to do with Modern, though. But I just don't know how much I actually want to invest resources into a format that is just so susceptible to bannings. Because
well, that's exactly what I was trying to say. I just wasn't like getting a point across, but yeah.
Yeah, you have to find a deck that's doing well, but isn't doing too well. Because if it's doing too well, it's going
something's
to
gonna
bite the bullet.
It's like Jund.
That's the other thing that was really weird about the spanning. I mean, I don't know what they could have banned.
They'd have to ban Pod. I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like, the only other thing that we've seen where they actually banned something outright to kill the deck was Eggs. They banned Second Sunrise and it was just done. I don't know. It was a very aggressive banning. And I mean... I don't know. The format was very diverse. But anyways.
Yeah, there's a lot of pod and Blue Red Delver.
That's not, I mean, that's not true.
No, it was diverse, but I don't think people were enjoying it. I think I would have liked them to let, you know, Treasure Cruise be in the meta a little bit longer, but.
I don't know if you could have done that.
One more set.
Let's take a look really quickly. What was that modern Grand Prix that just happened?
Grand Prix Omaha. So it was Birthing Pod, Bloom Titan, Merfolk, Blue Red Aggro, Green Red Tron, Scape Shift, Blue Red Aggro, and Zoo. Seems pretty diverse to me.
Yeah, I mean,
two copies of Blue Red, though.
Seems like a perfectly reasonable diversity expectation. And I mean, we'll see in the Pro Tour what's going to happen.
I'm excited, honestly, to see what decks kind of start taking over. It's, like, so exciting.
No, and I mean, I do understand it is a good thing for the format to have people constantly talking about it anyways. And this has drummed up quite a bit of conversation. So if this manages to drum up enough sales for Modern Masters 2, then we can probably expect another spike in popularity like we did with the first one.
When is Modern Masters 2 coming out?
May 22nd?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, we've got the Pro Tour in between there, and then we've got another set of bannings right before that. So, my question is, I'm wondering if Infect is going to be viable.
Doesn't it have a hard time against Jund, just because of all the discard and removal?
It can, but, I mean, it can also just straight up go underneath it.
Well, yeah, it's Infect, and I'm surprised there wasn't any Infect, honestly.
Yeah. Although, I guess, with Jund being in the format, Burn is just the deck you go to over Infect.
Yeah.
The 5 life they're going to probably do to themselves is just icing on the cake.
Is Jund better with the fetches, the on-color fetches now, though? Does it help them out a bit and not have to shock themselves as much? Or they're still shocking themselves?
Let's see. Let's take a look at this junk list. We've got 4 Bloodstained Mire. We've got 4 Verdant Catacombs. So you got Swamps and Forest, and then you've got Swamps and Mountains. So it looks like they definitely want to be hitting their Swamps on curve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't really talk about any decks in Modern, because we're not really sure what's...
What are, like, one card that each of you guys really want to be competitive in Modern? Like, Magical Christmas Land,
This is a competitive card.
This is a competitive card, and I love playing Magic again.
So does it have to be a card that would not see play right now? Might not be, it might have seen play, but isn't seeing as much play.
Well, yeah, like something like after how stagnant Modern has become, like what is a card that you really, like, either wish you could play or you're excited to play with again?
Well, I say Dark Confidant is about to start seeing a lot more play, I think. Because it's like, he doesn't ever see that much play in Modern. Like, he hasn't in forever, and now I think he's definitely going to. Because he was, well, John was gone, so he wasn't in anything. Now he's definitely coming back.
With vengeance.
Is he, though?
I think, yeah. I'm going to play him. I think you won't be so worried about Forked Bolt and stuff, and I think he's definitely got to be putting out some 2-1 beats, drawing you a card.
Does Electrolyze get better, kind of, now that Pod's going?
Electrolyze is always there and is always good.
Oh, okay.
It depends. Like, if we do start going down the combo route, that card doesn't really do you so much good.
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward when you're up against a Scape Shift opponent.
Yeah, and you're just playing it too long.
Scape Shift is so annoying. That deck is honestly just annoying to play against. You have to just beat them before they combo. Or play hard counters, which I don't really like playing in Modern. I like Mana Leak and Spell Pierce. Those do not work against Scape Shift, because they just ramp up until they have like 9 lands on turn 4, and then they just play their cards.
Yeah, if I was going to pick a deck right now, Scape Shift would definitely be the deck I'd be playing. I could see that deck getting pretty out of hand here real soon.
So that's your card, Will?
My what, Dark Confidant?
Dark Confidant.
I need to think of something better. That's the easy way out.
Well, no, I mean, if that's a card you're, like, legitimately excited to cast again, it's not...
Yeah, I mean, I am.
I mean, yeah. My four Bobs have been sitting in my binder for a very really long
bobs?
Time. Yes.
I didn't know you had Bobs. Let me get those. Let me get them Bobs, Ricky. Let me get them Bobs. What you want? You want some Force of Wills, Ricky?
No, thank you.
Forces? You need
forces? Forces. Don't need forces, sir. Thank you, though.
Let me borrow them Bobs for a long time.
For a long time. Until Bob gets banned.
That would be... I don't know if they'll ever ban a card that's in a Modern Master set.
I don't know. Probably not, but...
Go ahead and ban Tarmogoyf.
See, Tarmogoyf is interesting because they'll ban cards because they're in every single deck of a certain color, but Tarmogoyf appears in literally every single deck.
Nah, he's not in every green deck.
What green deck is not running Tarmogoyf? Scapeshift?
Yeah.
That's not actually trying to kill you in a fair manner.
Is
no, I agree. If people were putting Tarmogoyf in Affinity and calling it like... I don't know. I don't remember what they were doing, but they were putting Tarmogoyf in Affinity and all this crazy stuff.
I mean, yeah, it started showing up in Affinity. It started showing up in Splinter Twin.
But it's not like, someone plays a Tarmogoyf, you're not like, oh, I lose. It's like, oh, this guy's about to beat my head in. But it's just like the green, it's like the blue creature.
Yeah. It's like one when we used to see, like, fairy decks in, they're in Standard at the same time. Yeah, fairy decks in Standard, they actually play Tarmogoyf sometimes. They didn't, like, later, like,
it's good fairy decks really because good. Tribal, your Bitter Blossom grows your Tarmogoyf faster.
Yeah, that's one, and also it's just a really good card.
Yeah, well, yeah.
God, I forgot about Bitter Blossom.
Yeah, speaking of which, that's my second card, which John probably want to talk about.
Oh, I love that card so much.
Gosh,
I love Bitter Blossom.
Kind of want to pick some up and play blue-black fairies. Yeah, that would be really fun right now.
That would be a super fun deck, but you would need clicks, too.
I don't know if Bitter Blossom... I'm pretty sure Bitter Blossom got worse after this banning.
You think so?
Yeah.
How so?
I mean, anything that's... Like, what's it going to stop? You're basically trading one life for a blocker every turn, right?
No. You're trading one life for a kill then. Like, so one life on turn two, or on turn three, is one fairy. But by the time you get to turn five, you have three fairies. And by the time where you have turn six, you have three fairies. And it just keeps going like that, and you just get fairies.
And then you have, like, fairies.
But at this point in time, Affinity has killed you. Scapeshift has killed you. Splinter Twin has killed you. Green Red Tron has killed you.
They were going to kill you before, too. Before Delver. I mean, Delver was just going to kill you.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see. But I think Bitter Blossom... I think Bitter Blossom is going to be good. Fairies does a lot of hard, like, a lot of hand disruption and beating you with little cheap fairies, or, like, with token fairies and...
Counter magic. And
counter magic, so, I mean...
No, I mean, standard fairies and extended fairies were very aggravating to play against.
But, yeah, fairies isn't the best thing in Modern, but I think it's gotten better. I think it will get better. It couldn't compete with Pod, for sure.
The card I really want to cast, though, is I really want to cast for Will Ultimatum again.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever cast that card? Like, cast that card.
I cast it in EDH once.
But it still feels amazing when you do it in EDH. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, you get nothing, and I get all this shit.
Do you think a Grixis control list? Yeah, I think a Grixis control list could come out. Would work.
Honestly, probably not. Because, like, you got to figure out a way to kill them, and, like, trying to cast a 7-mana sorcery is not going to do it. In Modern.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it's going to be a lot of creature decks. You don't think you can control the board long enough to get out a cruel ultimatum?
I mean, I guess you could, but what are you going to do against combo? Like
counter their stuff? Just thought seize their combo pieces away? Vendilion Click?
So we're just playing blue-black control.
With red splash for...
With red splash for ultimatum.
Yeah. That and Lightning Bolt.
And Lightning Bolt.
And Electrolyze, potentially.
Maybe Electrolyze?
Boom. We just build a deck.
So, and then we'll just use that 4-5 for one block, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then you play Tasigur. And
there
draw
you go.
A bunch of cards.
That's what we need to do. That's the deck.
There you go, Ricky.
Oh, my God.
Write that down.
That's your jank tank. You're welcome. Damnation's in there, too.
Yeah, of course. Duh.
Duh.
Are you playing black?
Damnation's Thoughtseize, smacking him. We can play Liz Lilianas. They're going to get good.
Yeah, see, look, and then we can play Chandra Pyromancer. Oh, my God. Ricky, write this down.
Ricky, write this down.
Oh, and that blue-red god, Keranos, that, like, lightning bolts your face.
Now we're just being bad.
No, that's actually a good
card.
That
card's actually really sweet.
That card is actually really good?
Yeah, yeah. That card's really good, man.
I have, like, five of those.
No, you don't.
Five of them?
No, I have two.
You have Keranos?
I got five.
Anyway, so we just made that deck. That was easy.
You're welcome, listeners. Enjoy all that sweet tech that was for free.
Congratulations, you're now a brewer.
Yay. Enjoy your top eight.
If I had to pick a card, though, it would definitely be Gifts Ungiven.
Oh, yeah.
I would love for that card to be good.
That card is good, Ricky.
Well, I would love for that card to be, like, tier one in Modern.
Have you played that card in Modern? Have you played Gifts in Modern at all?
The only thing I've seen is I've had it played against me before.
Umbera Rites, Elesh Norn, or Iona?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. That's just a dirty card.
Yeah.
It's just a dirty card. It got really dirty with Unburial Rites, because turn four, end of turn, instant into next turn, I'm going to reanimate this beater. Just kind of dirty.
I mean, my only experience with having it cast against me was when I was still running four Leylands of Sanctity in my sideboard, which that card gets really awkward when you can't actually target an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward.
Yeah. John, did you have a card?
Yeah, it was Cruel Ultimatum.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, and we built a deck too, Ricky.
We just built a deck around it. Are you not paying attention, or are you just like, wow, you guys are idiots, you want to play Cruel Ultimatum?
No, I like Cruel Ultimatum, I just don't think it will ever actually be cast in Modern.
Okay, Ricky, well, I'm going to build that deck, and then we're going to play, and you're going to be trying to play your Gifts Ungiven, but you're already going to be dead.
Yeah, you know what?
Seven-drop sorcery.
I really, really want to build a Necroticus Gifts Ungiven deck. That actually sounds like fun.
Key. Then you start talking this stuff, and I'm just like, you lost me.
No, end of turn, Gifts Ungiven. I fetch Necrotic Ooze.
Are you going to ramp two in that deck? Like, have some mana dork so you can turn three Gifts Ungiven on this turn? All right, well, you're doing it wrong then.
What?
Obviously.
So, I mean, So Gifts Ungiven, end of your turn. I fetch Necrotic Ooze, Unburial Rites, Grizzlebrand, and, I don't know, Faithless Looting, whatever.
Okay, so I give you, put back in your hand, oh god. Yeah, I give you Grizzlebrand and Necrotic Ooze back to your hand.
Grizzlebrand.
What were the other two cards?
Well, I mean, like, let's say, instead of Faithless Looting, let's say I grab Zombie Infestation.
Okay.
So, Zombie Infestation, Unburial Rites, Grizzlebrand, and Necrotic Ooze.
That's a hard decision to give your opponent, so, like, that actually sounds pretty fun. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, what do you even do there?
Like, what do you give back? Flashback spells make it so difficult.
Flashback,
you're so annoying, Flashback. Because it's like giving them Unburial Rites or leaving it in the graveyard. It like really comes down to like, do they have the mana to cast it in the graveyard or in their hand? You know, it's like, or do you want them to be able to reanimate twice or what? It's like, I don't know what to do. I guess I would have to see the board state, Ricky.
Yeah,
that's a trick question.
That's fair. There was also another unbanning. Did you guys happen to see? Well, an unrestriction, I guess. Gifts Ungiven, Unrestricted,
and Vintage. Who cares about Vintage, Ricky? Do you actually care about Vintage?
I mean, I play it. I play it online.
Do you play with your proxy?
No, I play online.
Oh, you bought the stuff online?
Yeah.
Oh,
There's a lot of Vintage players at Atomic Empire, actually. I don't know if you guys saw the picture I posted on our Twitter. He ended up playing Black Lotus, tapped the Black Lotus, sacked it for Ancestral Recall, played the Snapcaster Mage, flashback the Ancestral Recall, and like it was just...
Yeah, well, that's Vintage.
It was so fun, though.
You know what I like to do with Vintage?
What's that?
I think...
Not care about it.
I think the correct play would probably, to that gifts we were talking about earlier, the Necrotic, I think it would be give them Faithless Looting and Grizzlebrand.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We changed the Faceless Looting to a Zombie Infestation.
Oh, well.
So then give them the Grizzlebrand and the Zombie Infestation?
Then they just play the Infestation.
Discard the Grizzlebrand.
And then Flashback and Barrel Rites target Necrotic Ooze.
Huh. That changes it. Go back. Sorry. But in those four cards, you give them Grizzlebrand and Faceless Looting.
Yeah, they still just discard the Grizzlebrand and... But I guess you're maximizing their play anyway.
They're going to discard the Grizzlebrand and then Flashback and Barrier Rite start Necrotic Ooze.
Yeah, and then they have Grizzlebrand.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're in a good position. I'm saying that thing is correct.
That's the play.
That's the play, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, Modern definitely looks like it's going to be interesting.
I hope decks like that show up and it's not just... Blue, white, red, scapeshift, twin, jund, and junk. Yeah. I hope that's not just the decks.
I mean, they're usually a little more bold at the Pro Tour because they can. It's usually a little more controlled of a metagame, so.
It's really just going to be Liliana and Tarmogoyf, tag teaming.
There's a good chance that it is, and that'll be really sad.
Plus Lightning Bolt. Or, other good white cards. Sea Drina. Ugh. Ew.
Ugh, need that.
That card's annoying.
I had a guy play that against me in Legacy.
What, is he playing Nykfit or something?
Yeah, he's playing Nykfit.
Yeah, they play Thragtusk,
That was the most painful... My opponent was an absolute... He was an asshole.
Shout out to you boy playing Nykfit.
Well, I'm playing Enchantress. He drops... So I'm trying to figure out how to combo off. He drops Pernicious Deed against me, and then the next turn, I'm sitting there trying to figure out how to go off, and he's like, you need to hurry up.
What?
And I'm like, well, I'm trying to figure out the best way to kill you. Yeah, I end up winning that game, but
You need to hurry up.
Yeah. I would have just called the judge and been like, yo, homeboy needs to watch out for he gets smacked up.
That dude is
I don't even know what I would say to someone who said that to me.
If somebody said that to me, Ricky, you must have been looking soft that day for somebody to mouth off to you like that. Were you wearing a fedora?
No, I was not wearing a fedora.
Do you wear sweatpants and a fedora?
Note to our listeners, do not wear a fedora out in public.
Do not ever wear a fedora. 1% of men on this planet can wear a fedora and wear it well, and it's not with a pair of jeans, I promise.
And it's not if you're playing Magic the Gathering.
You don't need that.
I mean, most people nowadays don't actually know what a fedora actually is.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's those hats that you're probably wearing, and if you wear weird hats, go look it up and make sure you're not wearing them, because it's a mistake.
So, John, shout out to men in fedoras.
Shout out to men in fedoras.
Shout out to neckbeards and fedoras.
Shout out to neckbeard fedora combo.
Wow. You guys actually gotten to play any Magic lately?
Yes, all the time, man. Well, I've put together Blue-Red Delver, and then it's and 2 weeks later, what up? Ban Treasure Cruise.
You had to see that coming. We've been talking about it on this
podcast.
No,
shit,
forever.
It was coming, but it's really, did it have to be that, Wizards?
Right when I could play the deck I've been complaining about, God. Now I can't play
it. Well, I mean, I had all the cards, and I just had to order, Fork Bolts. I didn't have Fork Bolts, but... That deck was dumb. John, you enjoyed playing it. Wasn't it stupid?
That deck was so fun.
In Modern. It was a Legacy deck in Modern.
It really was. It was stupid.
Well, we went and played at the pre-release, the Fate Reforged pre-release, and that was awful. I did not like that limited format at all.
I actually really liked the limited format.
Well, that's great, Ricky. That's great that you enjoyed it.
Okay, so why did you like it? Because I thought it was absolute... Definitely.
It was so swingy. I dropped. I won my first match and then dropped because I did not have a good time.
End up giving that guy a win. He's not that big.
Yeah. I didn't. I gave him the win. I went back and told the judge, give him the win or whatnot. But
the only time I thought it was super swingy is when my opponent dropped Brutal Horde Chief,
mm-hmm.
and that guy just ends the game. But everything else, I didn't think was too unfair.
I don't know. I feel like all the cards that I really saw. Okay, let's talk about my pool first. I was playing
nuts. The nuts.
I had a pretty good pool. Like, I had great removal, but that's, like, all I had. Well, I had great removal and bombs, but I had, like, no real creatures. Like, I had, like, five drops and then removal spells, and that's not a good deck.
I will say there is a hell of a lot of removal in this format.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I didn't, in six packs or the fucking weird distribution system they're doing now, I really didn't get 20 creatures in my pool.
Wow.
Yeah. In my shard or whatever. But, and then the cards that I actually did get to play with were, like, either absolutely terrible or just so incredibly swingy that the game just was over unless the opponent was like, oh, okay, let me deal with that, you know? Like, there was no creature combat. There wasn't, like, interacting with each other. It was just like, I'm playing this dash card that hits you for five every turn. Like, are you going to do anything about it?
Yeah.
There were some very fun games. Like, I had one game against an opponent where I basically managed to drop a Mardu Strike Leader on turn three and then just protected it until I...
See, I pulled one, too. That's the one that creates the 2/1s?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I dropped those guys, but I kept dashing mine in because the dude had so much removal. Like, he would, like, play a creature or something. I don't even remember now, but I, like, hardly ever got to play mine just because I was, like, so worried about swinging into something. But a lot of times I, like, would just dash him in and swing in just to, because I knew he would block it so I could kill his creature and then get a 2/1. So I guess that was fine. It's like a removal spell, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that guy will win you a game on his own.
Oh, for sure, if they were, like, terrible at Magic.
I don't know. To me, this set, this is the block. Maybe I just don't like this block enough, but this block kind of feels like, there's just too many things going on.
Yeah, that did feel like that.
Right.
And at one point, the guy was, like, had double Jeskai Charm and creature that he, God, what's a prowess creature that, like, he was going to, he could have, like, dealt 13 damage to me.
How did he have a double Jeskai Charm?
Yeah, I don't know. Dude was cheating or something. He had double Jeskai Charm in his pool.
That's brutal.
Yeah, and he had both in his hand, and, yeah, it was, I won that game, but it was just, like, so nerve-wracking. I had to play so tight, and I was just like, I can't do four more rounds of this.
Wow. Did you guys see, did you guys get a chance to mess around with any of the sieges?
They're nuts and limited, but, and I like some of them for standard, too.
I like Monastery Siege a lot. Just 3 mana, you get to draw an additional, well, you get to loot at the beginning of your turn.
Yeah, that guy had that. He played that on turn 3.
Wow.
And was just going through, getting whatever he wanted.
Have you seen the foil ones, by the way?
No, are they cool looking?
They did something I haven't seen them do in a while, which is the foils have a special symbol on them.
Oh, yeah, they do that on this set, right? A lot of the foils have it. Isn't it the cons symbol, set symbol?
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, I just shouldn't play limited. It's just not really fun. I don't really enjoy it. Well, I don't like sealed. I like drafting. I don't know why I play sealed. I just, like, wanted to go play because I heard about the Ugin's Fate promos or whatever.
Oh, man. Ugin is an easy $100 bill.
Yeah. One of my friends pulled one.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
I heard about foils, but I haven't seen any evidence to them.
Foil?
Yeah.
Promos?
Foil promo Ugin's.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Like, I haven't seen a single picture posted anywhere. I haven't seen any.
That's not true.
A bunch of the random cards in them, though, like, don't throw away your uncommons and stuff. A bunch of them are actually worth quite a bit of money.
Oh, yeah? I still got mine somewhere.
Like, I can open up a alternate art, Altar of the Brood,
mm-hmm.
and it's just randomly worth, like, $9.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The value in this set, though, is really strange. I can't remember the last time I saw a set where basically all the cards in it, if they're not worth, like, $40, are worth, like, 25 cents at release.
I don't know. Some of the cards have already gone up. Like, Tassiger is, like, what, $12 now or something?
Yeah, Tassiger is, like, $9.
Did it go down?
No, I don't think so. I think it's on its way up. But, I mean, at release, though, like, I bought a box of the set. And it's the first one I've done in a while that I haven't managed to just sell back to the store for exactly what I got it.
Yeah.
Like, I usually manage to crack a couple boxes and just keep that going for a little while and just kind of play a game with it. And this one, I cracked it. And I opened well. Like, I got an Ugin, I got a Monastery Mentor, and then just died. Like, there's only a single fetch in it. The most I've seen in any boxes so far has been 2 fetches. It seems like average is about one.
Yeah, unless you're that guy that opened up a box with every land was a fetch.
That's ridiculous. So yeah, this has been kind of a weird episode.
Yeah, we just kind of talked about stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the format, Modern was thrown on its head, so we'll see where it lands. Next week, though, I believe we do have a couple decks to talk about. We will be going over Modern Scapeshift.
Fun.
I know, Willie just loves that deck.
I hate that deck, man. It's so annoying. Maybe I just need to...
Thanks for listening to Thirst for Knowledge. You can find us every other week on the MTGCast Network. If you have any questions or have a deck you would like us to discuss, feel free to contact us on Twitter at T4K Podcast. Until next week, play tight and draw well.